Letters to America Number 20, January 14, 2024. If you want to save a nation from tyranny and the ultimate destruction that is being controlled and manipulated by a group of global elites who have turned a sovereign nation, America, into a corrupt corporation known as United States Inc., you have to take extraordinary measures. In order to take America back to the Republic of 1776, a reset needs to happen, and not the reset like the global elites are planning. What I'm talking about is a reset where all the corruption and all of the illegal laws that are unconstitutional and have been put in place by the global elites, the cabal, over the last 153 years are reversed. It's imperative that we restore the principles of liberty, justice, and constitutional governance to ensure the well-being and freedom of our nation's people. This pursuit of reform and restoration is driven by a deep commitment to upholding the values upon which the nation was founded, and the unwavering belief that by doing so, America can once again become a beacon of liberty and freedom for all its people and the world. We have a fake constitution, the Constitution of the United States of America, all in caps, that was essentially rewritten for the evil and greedy gain of the global elites. This is not our original constitution, the Constitution for the United States of America. It's very important to notice the one word that makes the difference between the two constitutions. The rewritten one, with the words of the United States, and the real one, with the words for the United States. We have a corrupt financial system known as the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation created solely to make international bankers wealthier. We have 24 presidents who fell under the guise of this corporation in 1871. We have a fraudulent IRS, which is also a private corporation collecting taxes illegally from hardworking people in America. And this is completely and utterly unconstitutional. We have congressmen and women in Washington, D.C., as well as legislators all across this land and every state, who are operating under this corporation known as United States Inc. It is essential to critically examine these issues and promote transparency and accountability in our government and financial systems. The journey to restore the Republic of 1776 by dismantling a bankrupt and corrupt corporation, United States Inc., is a complex endeavor that requires unwavering dedication, integrity, and courage. President Trump, over the course of the last 7 years, embarked on a mission to initiate this profound transformation. To combat the deep-rooted entanglement of the deep state swamp, one must navigate through the intricacies of their plans, their laws, and their agenda, much like Trump did in 2016. This strategic approach is not merely about adhering to their rules, but rather infiltrating the system to expose and eradicate the corruption from within. It demands a steadfast commitment to the principles upon which the Republic was founded and a determination to drain the swamp to restore the principles and ideals of 1776 to their rightful place at the heart of our nation. President Trump's tenure in the Oval Office was marked by a commitment to restore America as a sovereign republic reminiscent of its foundational principles in 1776. Throughout his presidency, he utilized executive orders and policy initiatives as tools to enact a plan to restore the nation's essence, one where the power was given back to the people who would have a central role in the governance of their land. His vision encompassed a fervent desire to uphold the values of individual liberty, limited government, and the pursuit of the American dream. While opinions on his policies may vary, there's no denying the deep conviction and character that drove President Trump with boldness and courage in his pursuit of reshaping the nation's destiny. The 2016 election marked a turning point in American politics, with President Trump securing his place as the 45th President of the United States through a legal and fair electoral process. It was an outcome that not only surprised his opponent, Hillary Clinton, but also ignited a whirlwind of change across the nation. During his first term, President Trump issued a series of executive orders that laid the groundwork for the future, shaping the course of events that unfolded in the subsequent years. From the pivotal 2020 election to the global upheaval caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, each of these occurrences played a role in the grand scheme of things, following a meticulously crafted plan that aimed to shape the nation's destiny in accordance with a larger vision. This period of the last 6 years has been marked by controversy, challenges, and debate, but it is within this crucible of events that the future of America has begun to take shape. by restoring the Republic of 1776 and completely dismantling and dissolving the corrupt corporation known as the United States Inc., America is guided by a master plan that will ultimately determine the course of our nation. And if you do your research and find out who the last actual president was of the Republic of 1776, prior to 1871 when the global elite created the corrupt corporation again known as United States Inc., you will discover that the last president before the corporation came into being was the 18th president of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant. In the pursuit of draining the swamp and wholeheartedly restoring the sovereign Republic of 1776, the next president of the newly restored republic taking office as the 19th president of America carries profound significance. It symbolizes a reawakening of the core principles and values that have defined America for centuries. With a commitment to integrity, unity, and unwavering character, the 19th president will be entrusted with the responsibility of guiding the newly restored republic towards a brighter future, where the ideals of liberty, justice, and the pursuit of happiness continue to be the driving force behind America's enduring legacy. This pivotal moment in history presents an opportunity to rediscover the essence of the Republic's founding, ensuring that it remains a beacon of hope, resilience, and governance that was established of the people, by the people, and for the people of America for generations to come. President Trump's timing in releasing the 1776 Commission report just days before the end of his first term was undoubtedly intentional, carrying with it a profound significance. This report was not merely a last-minute endeavor, it represented a culmination of extensive effort and dedication from a team committed to a particular vision of American history. Its unveiling symbolized a statement of principles, a reaffirmation of values, and a steadfast belief in the importance of preserving and celebrating the nation's heritage. The report's release served as a testament to the administration's unwavering commitment to its ideals, encapsulating the conviction that understanding and embracing the lessons of history are crucial to shaping the future of America. The 1776 Commission Report stands as a profound roadmap, meticulously tracing the intricate path towards the rekindling of the spirit and ideals that birthed the American Republic in 1776. Its pages resonate with a resolute call to action, urging us to embrace the enduring principles of liberty, equality, and self-governance. This report, a testament to the nation's enduring commitment to its foundational values, illuminates the way forward, guiding our collective journey to restore the essence of the republic that ignited the flame of freedom in the hearts of its founders. In the footsteps of those visionary revolutionaries, we embark on a mission that transcends time, drawing strength from the character of those who dared to dream of a land where all are created equal and where the flame of liberty forever burns brightly. People need to know and understand that President Trump is still the real commander-in-chief and he is still in control of the military regardless of the actor who's playing Joe Biden in the White House right now. This might be difficult for some people to wrap their minds around, but it is a choice. Either you believe it or you don't, but eventually, sooner or later, you will see for yourself that everything written here is, in fact, true. As dedicated patriots, it is our duty and our responsibility to embrace the call to action in our communities and cities, for it is on the local level where the foundations of our nation's strength are laid. By actively engaging in local government and participating in the electoral process as poll workers, we not only exercise our civic responsibilities but also ensure that the core principles upon which America was built remain unshaken. This commitment is not just a momentary endeavor but a solemn pledge to safeguard our nation's legacy for the generations that follow. In this noble pursuit, we are reminded that no endeavor is too insignificant, and our collective efforts today shall resonate as a testament to our enduring love for America, a beacon of hope for our children, grandchildren, and countless generations to come. Getting involved locally is not just a call to action, it's a commitment to the very essence of America. It's about understanding that change begins in our own backyards, and it requires us to engage with depth, integrity, and character. Attending city and county council meetings means actively participating in shaping the policies that directly affect our communities, while showing up at school board meetings ensures that the education of our future generations reflects our values. Running for local office takes courage and dedication, but it's a profound way to make a tangible difference. Becoming a delegate amplifies your voice in the decision-making process, while volunteering at the polls ensures the fairness of our elections. initiating a local patriot group binds us in common purpose, reminding us that unity starts at home. In all these ways, we breathe life into America, weaving the fabric of our nation with threads of engagement, accountability, and civic duty. In conversations with a diverse array of people, it has become evident that many are not fully grasping the gravity of our current situation here in America. The complexities of our challenges seem to elude them, as they go about their daily lives seemingly unaware of the pressing issues that surround us. Our borders stand wide open, our fuel reserves are dwindling with each passing day. The urgency of this matter cannot be overstated. It is incumbent upon us, as the people of this great nation, to awaken from our slumber and complacency. We must unite as a collective force, recognizing that we don't all need to aspire to the highest offices to make a difference. Change can begin at the grassroots level within our communities. Action is imperative, and it cannot wait for a more convenient time. The reclamation of America's future is not solely for us but for the generations that will follow, a testament to our selflessness and our enduring commitment to the greater good of America and its people. In drawing a parallel between George Washington's leadership in 1776 and President Trump's role in 2024, it is essential to recognize the distinct historical contexts that shaped these leaders' paths. While George Washington's steadfast commitment to the cause of American independence during the Revolutionary War remains a beacon of determination, President Trump's leadership in 2024 reflects a different set of challenges and opportunities. Just as the Patriots of 1776 rallied together to forge a new nation, it is incumbent upon us to rise to the occasion and seize this moment to reclaim the essence of America. The legacy of those who fought for freedom and independence more than two centuries ago serves as a timeless reminder that the pursuit of liberty requires courage, unity, and unwavering dedication. Just as they stood against tyranny and oppression, so must we today, with depth in our convictions, integrity in our principles, and the character to confront the challenges that confront our nation. It is not merely a call to action, but a reaffirmation of the values that have defined our nation since its inception, a commitment to liberty, justice, equality, and the enduring belief that, as a united people, we can overcome any adversity and forge a brighter future for all.